Hello, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment for us to all stop and listen to God together. Let me start by reading from the Bible. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 and 11. The rain and snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. It's the same with the word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. There's something about me that you need to know, and that is that I'm incredibly excited writing these daily devotionals. Believe me, that's got nothing to do with my abilities as a writer, but everything to do with the fact that God's word is powerful. So being asked to encourage people to read, enjoy, and live by God's word is as exciting as life can get. Every day, thousands of people read and listen to these words, and I have very little idea of what the impact will be. However, what is certain is that God's word is challenging, changing, and encouraging people's lives. We are completely dependent on water. There can be no life without it. Therefore, when it rains, we can be absolutely certain that the result will be life and fruitfulness. It's just the same as we read the Bible, and as we allow God to speak to us, but in many ways it's even more exciting because we cannot be sure the way in which God will bless us. We know that he will make us fruitful, but that fruit could take many different forms. To one person, our verses today will be saying, keep going in your difficult situation because even though it's tough, what you've been doing will have an ongoing effect. To another person who might be coming to the end of a period of service, God is saying, you can move on now, because the words you have spoken will continue to bless people long after you've gone. The writer to the Hebrews spoke of the word of God and described it as being sharper than any double-edged sword. It always gets to the point. I encourage you to read the Bible with the confident expectation that God will speak powerfully to you, and that the result will be that your life will produce abundant fruit. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you are continually speaking to us. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope that you'll tune in each day to Be Still and Know here on Premier. Have a great day.